Yes, nice stuff there. That was the Chris Potter Quartet from his album Eagle's Point, his latest release as a leader, with Brad Meldow and that ilk. Some great playing there. That track, last track, is called Other Plans, and it's a winner. Yes, Chris Potter, one of the very best in the jazz world on that instrument at the moment, and proving it almost every time out. And it's 11:11 Central Time here in Winnipeg. You're listening to Voyage. My name's Keith Black. Going to move into my historical segment now, and which means that for the next half hour or so, you're going to hear something from the past. Today, the past goes back to 1964 with pianist and composer and educator Andrew Hill. The album is called Black Fire, and it was released on Blue Note in 1964. It was his debut with the Blue Note album, Blue Note label, I should say. And the band had Joe Henderson on saxophone, bass Richard Davis, and drummer Roy Haynes. Very good stuff, and the writing is very well. If you listen to much of Andrew Hill, it's a very distinctive sound. It's a little bit like Monk. It's a little drier than that. If that, I don't know why that term comes into my mind, but it's he's a very, very intellectual player in a way. I mean, there's a lot of thought goes into his compositions and in his playing, and it's really neat. He has basically worked as a leader. He was a sideman in his early career with all sorts of different people, but he appreciated more when he worked on his own. He the fact that he wanted to play his own compositions meant that it might have limited his discography, as a matter of fact, in that that does sort of limit the number of releases you could have, at least in that day. And then he taught in California, had what is called a tenure-track faculty appointment at Portland State University for many years, from 89 to 96. He established a lot of intensive jazz programs there, and as well, he did workshops and attended residencies at Wesleyan University, University of Michigan, University of Toronto, Harvard, and so forth. He died in 2007, I think. Sorry, I'm looking at the wrong page. Whatever. I think he died at 75, at the age of 75, anyhow. But I'm going to play a series of tracks. Yeah, he died in 2007. I'm going to play a series of tracks from the album Black Fire. It was considered by, has been considered by several critics as being an actual classic jazz album. It sounds a little different than some of the other albums of the day, but it holds up very well, considering it was actually released 60 years ago. Long time. Anyhow, with Andrew Hill on piano, Joe Henderson on tenor, Richard Davis bass, and Roy Haynes drums from Black Fire, here's a set of tracks starting with Pumpkin. We'll be right back. It's hard for me to get my head around the fact that that was recorded 60 years ago. The sound might sound a little different if it had been recorded last week, sort of thing. But the music itself, the complexity of those compositions, hold up pretty well after 60 years. That was my historical segment today. Pianist, composer, educator, Andrew Hill. Yeah, I mentioned that with the word intellectual, and I guess there's intelligence and thought in his compositions and in his playing, and it's a fascinating sound. He's not as well known as a lot of his contemporaries, but it's very rewarding to actually listen to what he's doing, not only just with his playing, but with the compositions and the leadership he provides. Excellent stuff. That's my historical segment today, Andrew Hill, and it's sneaking up on the end of our second hour. But as I often do around this time, I put your mind at rest and make you aware of what you're actually listening to.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with the CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 megahertz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4, CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can also call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Robin Erickson speaking for the board, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
Thanks, Robin, and listen to what she said. Stay tuned. There's great community radio 24/7 on this neat little station. And this program within that neat little station is called Voyage, Jazz Between 10 and 1 here on Wednesdays. My name's Keith Black. Well, from 1964, we're coming back up to the present here and the local scene to some extent. John Gordon is a native New Yorker, I think, but is currently an integral part of the jazz program at the University of Manitoba and has had several really neat album releases around that fact. One of them is brand new, and I'm going to move back to the one that's just the latter one before the brand new one. It's called Stranger Than Fiction. And it it came out, I think, last year, maybe the year before. I think last year. Hang on, I can probably tell you if you're interested. No, more than that. It came back, it was 2 or 3 years ago. Anyhow, Gordon is on alto, Derek Gardner on trumpet, Alan Ferber on trombone. Let me see, Tristan Martinson is tenor on the tracks I'm going to play, along with John Ellis on bass clarinet. Will Bonas and Oren Evans sort of trade off on piano on the tracks that I'm playing today. Julian Bradford on bass and Fabio Regnelli on drums. A lot of those are the usual suspects of the Winnipeg jazz scene, and just do a great job on this album. I'm going to play a couple of tracks. Some of them are, at least one are relatively short, but two or three, starting with one called Havens, then the title track, Stranger Than Fiction, and then a dance to end that set. Here is John Gordon.
Thank you. Thank you.